How would you describe the challenge mode to someone who kind of just comes across it for the first time? You told me earlier that, you know, it adds, you know, tens of hours of gameplay to the game, makes it a much different experience than your casual wrestling game. So how does that challenge mode really stand out?
So challenge mode is you know, hard. We've made it difficult, but it's not... It's hard to describe. I think the best way of viewing it is that we've built it so that if you want to just play through and win every challenge, you can do. But that's not really, you know, unlocking all of the objectives and defeating, you know, the defeats the purpose of the game, because obviously there's objectives to unlock. But that's for people that struggle with the game. They can go through it that way easy and they complete everything. The next level would be unlocking all of the objectives. And that's kind of like our normal, what we would expect every player to be able to do, go through and unlock the objectives. Some they're going to find tricky, some they're going to find easy. And we hope that they find most of them really fun. But then the thing about our game is that we have this 5-star rating system. And it's very complex, it's very deep. You're not going to get a 5-star rated match unless you was really doing that. And we've set out to make that kind of a hardcore, you know, only the hardcore gamers out there are going to get 5-star matches on every challenge. I'm the creator of the game. I did it from scratch, and I struggle to get a 5-star on every challenge. And I've done it, but it's not easy. So I'm sure guys out there will be better at the game than me, but it will take them time to master that properly. So it's a challenge. It's not just, you know, we call it a challenge mode because it's challenging. that's the key. Plus, it's 40 hours of challenges to get through. There's multiple different types of challenges, like time challenges and, you know, supercharged challenges where you've constantly got your finishes so you can go have fun. Or like survival challenges where you've got a broken leg for the entire match and you've got to get through the match avoiding, like, trying lifting up moves because... then your knee will buckle and the AI will beat you, and that can be really, you know, that changes how you approach the match entirely when you're starting with a broken leg, because in our game, having a broken leg means something.